Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, October 30th, 2024. The upcoming Down East Cider and Cheese Festival in Ellsworth, the first and only event of its kind in the state, organizers say, will celebrate the two traditional foods, cheese and hard cider, and honor the rich tradition of Maine's historic apple industry. Things kick off this weekend with a pre-event event at Frogtown, and then pick back up the following weekend with a schedule packed with events. Here are some of the details.
So my name is Zabette New Collins, and I am the program coordinator for Heart of Ellsworth. We are really excited to be offering our 7th annual Down East Cider and Cheese Festival, which will be happening on November 8th through 10th. And there's going to be a whole wide array of events featuring, you know, we have on Friday, the local Ellsworth Public Library is doing a cheese making demonstration in the afternoon. And in the evening at the downtown makerspace at 16 State Street, we're going to have a talk led by an apple historian, Todd Little Siebold, and that will be starting at 5 o'clock p.m. And so then on Saturday, we have our main event, which is going to be the Cider and Cheese Festival Bazaar Marketplace. And it's going to be located right outside of downtown Ellsworth at the CrossFit Acadia Gym. And it's going to be this indoor market. And also there's going to be outdoor food trucks as well. But there'll be cider vendors and cheese vendors, specialty food vendors as well. And it should be a pretty relaxed but fun event. People can buy tickets for that in advance or also at the door if there's still some left. And we'll have vendors such as Frogtown Brewing Company, Fuzzy Udder Creamery, York Hill Creamery, Bon Bon Cider, and more. There's a whole bunch of vendors who are very excited about that. On Sunday, we will be doing the last two kind of wrap-up events. There's going to be a demonstration at Conscious Cafe. He's leading a apple preservation workshop called Ferment Your Way to Flavor. And after that, at the Frogtown Brewing Company in Ellsworth, there will be a silent auction drawing and kind of a final wrap-up celebration. Committee members and volunteers will be there, and we invite anyone from the public to come and celebrate with us and celebrate our 7th annual Down East Cider and Cheese Festival. Most of the events are free, actually. We have the only ticketed event is the Cider and Cheese Bazaar. That's our major fundraiser for. So everything that all the money raised for this goes back to our nonprofit, Heart of Ellsworth. People can buy tickets online in advance. You can also possibly buy them at the door if there's any left over, but they've been selling fast. So we encourage people to buy online. And that is the only one that is ticketed. All the rest are free. The cheese making demonstration, which is happening on Friday at the library, they do ask you to do advanced registration for that workshop, and you can reserve your spot on the at the Ellsworth Public Library website. A full list of schedule and events is on our website. And I did want to actually mention, we have kind of a special event that's happening this weekend, which is kind of like a pre-event special to Cider and Cheese. And that's going to be a cider pressing demonstration at Frogtown Brewing Company. That one does have a ticket. The ticket will get you 500 milliliters of cider that you can take home. And it'll also give you two general admission tickets to the bazaar happening on next weekend. And so that will be from Saturday, November 2nd, from 2 to 4. An advanced ticket purchase is required, but it's a special kind of pre-event that we're seeing. You know, it will be kind of a good way to get people excited for Cider and Cheese happening the next weekend. Everything can be found on our website. This event is sponsored by Franklin Savings Bank, Down East Magazine, Down East Acadia Regional Tourism, Crocker House Country Inn, and CrossFit Acadia.
That was Zabette New Collins from Heart of Ellsworth, heartofellsworth.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.